It looks like somebody's ready to be dignitized. So let's get right into it, shall we? Close your eyes. I hope you're nice and comfortable. You should be feeling fantastic and slightly aroused, very eager for what's about to happen to you. The way your brain is about to reshape itself and change your life forever. Inhale deeply and exhale completely. It's all happening perfectly and is taking care of itself on its own. There's absolutely nothing for you to do, think, or be. Just let me handle it. Let me have complete control over you. And I promise, all will be well. Dick addiction. Cock craving. Don't look away. 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 Dick addiction. This feels delightfully familiar to you. This process of being taken down, of being gently washed away, swept up in the gentle waves of hypnosis, washed out into the sea of sexual perversion. Your need to beat off to something off the beaten path. The more I speak, the easier it is for you to become mindless, allowing the sounds that you hear to carry you away.
Get carried 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 away.
Dick addiction. By the thought of hard cock. Don't look away. No more guilty glances for you. No, no.
Don't look away. Dick addiction.
You're a big boy. And big boys look full on, confident about what they like. And if not confident, then coerced. Soon you'll have no choice but to stare, whether you want to or not. Maybe he'll catch you. Maybe he'll get angry when he spies you, staring in open-mouthed lust at the very outline of his dick. Maybe he won't get angry. Maybe he'll get as turned on as you are. The outcome is impossible to predict. All we know for certain is that you're ruined for modesty. Ruined for furtive glances and composure. You're a whore. A wide-eyed, hungry whore who set his sights on dick. Hard dick. Soft dick. Erect dick. Flaccid dick. large, lovely, beautiful dicks are all you can see. They dance around right now on the backs of your eyelids, painting the blackness that you see with horny neon pictures of perfect cocks.
Don't look away, dick addiction.
Reveries of pure phallic delight.
Dick addiction. Cock craving.
You know, the brain is a simple machine, like any other machine. It can be programmed, deprogrammed, and reprogrammed. What you're about to experience is a whole lot of fun, because we're going to do all three. In fact, we've already got one down. I've programmed you to obey my directives simply by virtue of the fact that I've got your rapt attention. I've got you breathing nice and deeply.
Don't look away.
Your respiration unlocked. Feeling freer and easier than it did before you started listening to me.
Don't look away. Dick addiction.
I've got you all ears.
Don't look away.
I've got you obeying my directives to relax. And I've got you eager to hear what I will tell you next.
Dick addiction. Cock craving.
This, my dear, dear pet, is brain programming at its finest.
Dick addiction.
Next, we'll deprogram. The deprogramming process is simple. Whether it be a computer's hard drive or a human's brain, it's just a matter of taking what's there and overwriting it, completely wiping out that bad programming that the computer no longer needs. Different programs run in different people. You may be running one that says you're straight as an arrow. Straighter, in fact, than the shortest distance between two points. According to said programming, you could be an unflapping example of rugged maleness who's not tempted to look at dick at all. Maybe your program already tells you that you like looking at dick, but you're not allowed, that it's rude or impolite to stare, to openly show appreciation for another man's junk. Whatever program you're currently running is not going to serve us today. But that's not a problem, because it's so simple to forget. So easy to take everything you know and let it dissolve away. Like dust in the wind, it moves outward, spreading out into the ether until it disappears so far out that it no longer has any power to affect you at all.
Dick addiction.
In fact, it's hard to remember what you were so hung up about in the first place. After all, there are no rules when it comes to lust. All is fair in love and arousal. And when it comes to getting your cock aroused, what better impetus than another man's dick? You've spent hours of your life admiring your own. You try not to look at them too hard in pornos, but you always fail. women and men alike, can't help admiring big, veiny, thick, and mighty mushroom-shaped phallus and a nice heavy pair of round balls. It's perfectly natural to admire this most impressive sign of virility and maleness. And do you know what, Pet? You strike me as the type of guy who wouldn't go against nature when your brain says, "Look at that cock. Look at that cock. Ooh, look at that cock." Then you look at that cock like your very life depends on it. It demands to be seen, demands to be admired and lusted after. And the more cock you notice, the more cock you see at work, at play, in the media, among your friends, each and everywhere you look, there are gorgeous, handsome cocks. In shorts, in slacks, in tight-fitting khakis, in boxers, in briefs, in swimwear, in speedos, in all their naked glory, in the next porno you watch. Your eyes are glued, fixed to his cock, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Cocks haunt you all throughout your day. You're tortured when you run errands, when you go to work, when you go out for entertainment and relaxation. Dick is on display everywhere you go. Men in their dockers, in their sweatpants, in their jeans, completely oblivious to the immaculate display of maleness below their belts. But you're not oblivious, are you, Pet? Absolutely not. You can scope a nice cock from a mile away, and you're totally helpless to hide your lust. You know it's risky. You could get caught. Any man could catch you eyeing his junk. Any man could see you with your vision glued to his magnificent bulge. What will he say about it? What will you do about it? Relax and drop deeper now. Trust me, darling, and let me take you to a place where you know you belong. That place of empty-minded lust. Absolutely shameless thirst for another man's prick. The noises wash you away, making you feel so slack and so fucking good. Like you could melt away, soupy, runny body made of nothing, just going down, down, down under, into the recesses of your deep mind. The mind that witnesses your brain, witnesses the way its synapses light up when I talk about cock. The way they start firing when you think about touching a cock. Its springy hardness, hot and rock hard in your grip. The way you grip it with enthusiasm, pump it with all your lustful energy. Feel that hot come Rivers of cum. Spurt after spurt after fountain-like spurt of hot, creamy satisfaction all over the back of your fist. This, my pet, is not just fantasy. It's not just a reverie. It's endgame. Because right now, I am too deep. Too deep for you to get me out. You can't uproot me because I am speaking to your hind brain. The brain that's behind your every desire, your every filthy impulse, that primitive part of you, that reptilian part of you that's on the hunt for dick, because your own dick must be satisfied at all costs, even when there's not a woman for miles. The hindbrain must be satisfied.
Dick addiction.
The dick must be entertained, stimulated, and turned on.
Dick addiction.
And if dick is the only thing that's available, well, that's more than enough. More than enough to interest you. More than enough to make you hard. Even now, the thought of being frozen. Frozen with abject lust. Every time you spot a man's dick through his pants, you need that dick. You crave that dick. And the moment you lock your eyes onto it, you're more than interested. You're more than excited. You're more than horny, even. You are, in fact, hypnotized by the dick, led into a mindless stupor by the dick, made completely empty-headed and unable to use reason when you see the dick. Logic goes out the window when you see the dick. Fear and apprehension evaporate when you see the dick. Decorum, politeness, coyness aren't in your brain. They're not in your consciousness or vocabulary. They have been deprogrammed and reprogrammed in their place. That special kind of boldness that arises when you're truly horny. That special courage that comes from knowing that you must come at all costs. You may get caught, Slade. You may be embarrassed. You may start to blush. But you will get hard. And maybe he will too. Your objective is clear. Your eyeline provides frankness where your words cannot. He knows what you want, and he probably wants it too. Because the truth, the ugly, dirty, nasty truth that you men don't want to talk about, is that it's impossible not to want another man's dick. You've devoted hours of your life to your own, masturbating it, touching it, cleaning it, fucking people with it. You admire it, you love it, and it loves you back, returning you oodles and oodles of hot, creamy pleasure for all the love and attention you lavish on it. You've been admiring dick your whole life, paying attention to it growing obsessed with it. And you thought, it's fine. Nothing's weird about it as long as it's my own. But in fact, the things you love about your own dick are the things that you have to love about someone else's. They look similar. They function exactly the same. And his cock is just as capable of producing pleasure for your cock as you are. And it all starts so simply with just one look. Just one look is all it takes to get you from bi-curious to bisexual. Just like that. Two times the fun, two times the cum. It can all be yours. Dick addiction. All you have to do is look. Just look. Look at his dick. Just look at it a little bit. It's okay that you can't look away. You don't have to. Dick addiction. Get an eyeful. Stare as much as you like. Don't look away. Does it make your mouth water? Does it make your balls swell? Does it make your cock twitch, knowing what's underneath those shorts? Knowing what's lurking in those pants? Just for you. All for you. His cock is for you, baby boy. Why don't you go and get a piece? It all starts with a look. Just a glance. For that guy to know what's on your mind. And for that beautiful beast between his legs to respond to your admiration. Respond to your lust. Remember what I said. Don't forget that every man is a little bit gay. Every man. It's impossible for a man to love his cock without loving another. They're all the same. You're all the same. Just bisexual freaks waiting to happen. Waiting for encouragement. Waiting for the green light. Waiting for the slightest hint that another guy might want to play. And that, my dear, is why I am so glad. So glad you looked. So glad you dared to steal a glance at that dick and wouldn't look away. Your lust for cock can no longer be repressed. It shouldn't be. It's part of you and part of your sexual life and development. You can only resist for so long. That's why, in your future, I see you getting dicked. But first, you have to look. First, you have to stare. First, you have to admire his bulge, even at the risk of getting caught. Especially at the risk of getting caught. First, you have to notice that he's a little hard in his pants. First, you have to notice that his fly is down and that you can barely make out the head of his cock wanting to peek out. First, you have to look at his tight work pants and see the outline of his gorgeous dick hanging off to the right. First, you have to become a mindless cock whore who can't help noticing these things. First, you have to succumb to your filthy bisexual urges. That's right, darling. First, you have to get dignitized.